10. Red carpet, once white. 6 years ago, the world ended and Shallan was to blame. Pretend it never happened, her father whispered. He wiped something wet from her cheek. His thumb came back red. I'll protect you. Was the room shaking? No, that was Shallan, trembling. She felt so small. 11 had seemed old to her once, but she was a child, still a child, so small. She looked up at her father with a shudder. She couldn't blink. Her eyes were frozen open. Father started to whisper, blinking tears. Now go to sleep in chasms deep with darkness all around you. A familiar lullaby, one he always used to sing to her. In the room behind him, dark corpses stretched out on the floor, a red carpet once white. Though rock and dread may be your bed, so sleep, my baby dear. Father gathered her into his arms and she felt her skin squirming. No, no, this affection wasn't right. A monster should not be held in love. A monster who killed, who murdered. No. She could not move. Now comes the storm, but you'll be warm. The wind will rock your basket. Father carried Shallan over the body of a woman in white. Little blood there. It was the man who bled. Mother lay face down so Shallan couldn't see the eyes. The horrible eyes. Almost Shallan could imagine that the lullaby was the end to a nightmare. That it was night. That she had awakened screaming. And her father was singing her to sleep. The crystals fine will glow sublime, so sleep, my baby dear. They passed father's strong box set into the wall. It glowed brightly, light streaming from the cracks around the closed door. A monster was inside. And with a song, it won't be long, you'll sleep, my baby dear. With Shallan in his arms, father left the room and closed the door on the corpses.